Lizzy Kaplansky there with that beautiful song, Manhattan Moon. And I was going to play Pink Moon by Nick Drake because there was a pink moon just the other day. I missed it. It was rainy and I forgot to look at it the day before, but happy pink moon. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. This is Ginger. Happy to have been your host for Highway 322. And going to turn it over now after telling you KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, and time now for Ragtime America with Jack Rummel.
Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music, buying record collections at the customer's location, located at 1646 Pearl Street as of April 1st, and open daily from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. More information by calling 303-444-1760. Support comes from Pro Musica Colorado Chamber Orchestra, presenting Springtime, featuring Vivaldi's Spring and Summer with violinist Yumi Wong Williams. Live streamed online May 1st at 7:30 p.m. More information at promusicacolorado.org.
I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we're going to approach an interesting topic. A lot of titles of rags start with the word the so-and-so rag, the enticing rag, and so on. But there are quite a number of them that for some reason start with the word that. That seems to be a way, I guess, to attract more attention to this rag, and perhaps in so doing, shell more sheet music or more recordings. And so we've got a whole list of rags that start with the word that. And so I've divided them into two parts. We'll do part one tonight. And so all of these have an adjective that follows the word that. So having given that as part of the definition, let's get right into it. Here from 1913 is a rag called That Enticing Two-Step by Blanche Tice, and it'll be played by Nora Hultz.
Thank you.
Well, that was That Mysterious Rag from 1912, written by Irving Berlin and played by the Paul Price Orchestra. Let's move on now. We'll do a couple more, starting off one from 1914 called That Captivating Rag by Charles Wellinger, and Tom Breyer will bring us that one, and then we'll turn to Max Morath right after that.
Thank you.
Okay, two of them back to back. We started with That Captivating Rag. Tom Breyer played that from an album where he purposely tried to sound like it was done by a player piano. And I thought he did a good job. He actually did it, I think, on his computer. And we followed that up with That Sentimental Rag by Mabel Tilton from 1913. And that was the Max Morath Quintet on that beautiful piece. Now we're going to do two back-to-back that share the same title. The title is That Irresistible Rag. And the first one by Fay Parker from 1914. And here is Dick Zimmerman. Thank you.
Support comes from the Boulder Seniors Foundation, a nonprofit organization working with older adult services for the city of Boulder, sponsoring programs for senior citizens and providing grants to help local seniors remain in their homes. Donations and information may be found at boulderseniorsfoundation.org.
Support comes from Tomain Tommy, providing audio services for special events. They have audio equipment available for rent and sound techs for hire. More information can be found at facebook.com/TomainTommy. That's spelled PTOMAINETOMMY.
Okay, there were two that shared the same name. We started it off. Well, they're both called That Irresistible Rag. And the first one by Fay Parker from 1914 was played by Dick Zimmerman. The second one by Lucy Phillips from 1912 was played by Nora Hulse. All right. We're going to move on here now and play one that achieved a fair amount of notoriety because part of it, the trio was stolen by the original Dixieland Jazz Band to create their piece, the original Dixieland One Step. But it was actually written by Joe Jordan, called That Teasin' Rag. Joe discovered what had happened and sued and won. And so they had to relabel their rag, introducing Joe Jordan, I think, or something like that. Anyway, he did get credit, and I think he did get a little money. But let's move on here and hear the Peacherine Ragtime Orchestra play That Teasin' Rag.
Thank you.
Okay, well, two more back-to-back. That Teasin' Rag by Joe Jordan, and we followed that up with that Gosh Darn Two-Step Rag by Kendry Miller from 1913. That was Dick Zimmerman back for an encore, and we'll be hearing one more from Dick before we're through. Okay, well, we'll move on now to two more that share similar titles, not quite the same. It's called That Doggone Rag, and dog is spelled D-A-W-G, and it's all one word, doggone. And then the other one is called That Doggone Rag, two separate words, all spelled the normal way. So the first one is by Maurice Smith from 1913, and that'll be brought to us by Professor Bill Edwards.
Thank you.
Well, the only thing notable about that rag was that it shared, it started with the word that, and I could pair it up with the other doggone rag, which had a lot of musicality to it. That one was boringly primitive. That was John Weaver III, who recorded an album of Nashville rags, and that was written by W.H. Pettway in Nashville. So there you are. Moving on. We'll come to a piece from 1912 by Charles Humfeld called That Left Hand Rag, and we'll get Dick Zimmerman back for an encore on that. Thank you. Well, that was Tom Breyer's piece. He wrote it on a synthesizer and performed it from 1996, that temperamental rag. I think it lived up to its title. And before that, we had That Left Hand Rag, played by Dick Zimmerman. Well, we got a couple more to do, so we'll move on. From 1911, a piece by Charlotte Blake called That Tired Rag. And here is the New Columbian Brass Band. Okay, well, we've got kind of a lengthy one to take us out here, so I'm going to interrupt and bring you a couple of messages, and then we'll move on.
Support comes from Pleru Homes, offering solutions for buying or selling mobile homes. Pleru Homes works with both new and old mobile home units. More information can be found at tom@pleroo-rei.com or by calling Shane at 720-600-7273. Pleru Realty is also on Facebook.com.
Big thanks to John in Lakewood for donating a 2009 Toyota Camry to KGNU. To get more out of a vehicle you no longer need, donate it. We'll take care of everything, and pickup is free. Just call 1-844-KGNU-CAR to get started today.
vocal microphone on here, so I apologize for that. We're going to this long piece take us out, and we've got to get going on that. It's called That Missing You Rag, written and played by Nan Bostick, written in 1903, and that's the end of our That Rag section. We'll be back next week with part two, featuring nouns rather than adjectives. And having said all that, let's listen to Nan Bostick as she plays her own piece.
support comes from Nosh Boulder, a local food delivery service for restaurants in Boulder County, now hiring local delivery drivers. More information may be found at boulder.noshdelivery.co. That's boulder.noshdelivery.co.
Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bert's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections at the customer's location, located at 1646 Pearl Street as of April 1st, and open daily from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. More information by calling 303-444-1760.
Musica Mundi is Latin for Music of the World. On Wednesdays from 8 to 10 p.m., this international show spans the globe in musical styles. From obscure field recordings to new recordings of traditional styles, you'll hear music from around the world that you won't hear anywhere else. That's Musica Mundi, Wednesdays from 8 to 10 p.m. on KGNU.
You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. The time is 9 o'clock, which means put on your dancing shoes. It's time for the Swing Shift. Thank you so much for joining us tonight for the Swing Shift here on KGNU Community Radio. We are here with you from 9 to 10 o'clock every Thursday night with music from the big band and swing era. My name is Iris Berkeley, and we kicked off this week with something that I think most of us know, but that doesn't make it any less of a favorite. It's Benny Goodman with Let's Dance. That was originally taken from Invitation to the Dance by Carl Maria von Weber, but most of us know it as the theme song that Benny Goodman kind of had through his whole career, also the name of the radio program that he performed on from 1934 to 1935. Thought we'd kick things off tonight with a classic, because I've got a whole bunch of interesting new swing music to showcase tonight, starting with this one, some new old swing from Chicago favorites, the Fat Babies. It's called That Gal of Mine.